Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, after years of research, Chinese scientists say they are confident that what is impossible?
Time travel.
Yes, very good. Time travel is impossible. Bad news, nerds. Time travel, according to Chinese scientists, is and always will be impossible, which explains why your future self has never appeared to give you the secret of talking to girls. The discovery has to do with the fact that photons will never exceed the speed of light, and that prevents time travel because, you see, without hyper-light-speed photons, the flux capacitor can never reverse the polarity of the wormhole. Meaning, no, you're never going to be able to kill Hitler or, more importantly, go back to fifth grade and kick Danny Minozzi's butt because now, finally, you're bigger than he is.
That would just be assault.
Yeah, I know.
Like a grown-up shows up in 1974 and punches a kid.
And he's like, no, I'm from the future. Yeah. This is fine.
Yeah.
I've waited my whole life to do this. Yeah. They'd never believe you. Kiri, according to a new study, there's a new fashion trend among mothers. They're dressing like whom?
Is this someone slightly younger than they are?
Yes.
Their children?
Yes, their teenage daughters, in fact.
Oh.
A new study in the Journal of Consumer Behavior finds more and more mothers dressing like their teenage daughters in a misguided attempt to look and feel younger. The study has not yet determined which party this trend embarrasses more. One researcher said that moms mimic their daughters because it's, quote, like a shortcut to what is hip and cool, a comment met by all teenage girls slamming their doors in unison.
I do think there should be a store called Forever 41.
Yes, exactly.